and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship on this, the fourth Sunday of Advent, better known as Mothering Sunday or Mother's Day, as someone couldn't believe the number of cards in W.H. Smith the other day. It's like a whole aisle of cards. So there we go. The card manufacturers have made a fortune today, but it's lovely to see you, whether you're here or at home. You'll know a number of things going on still. Our Lent course continues on Thursday. Still welcome to join us for that, and a number of other things on at the moment, which you'll see in the service book and find more information as well online.
Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children. Often you weep over our sins and our pride. Tenderly you draw us from hatred and judgment. Come, let us return to the Lord and say,
Lord our God, in our sin we have avoided your call. Our love for you is like the morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Have mercy on us, deliver us from judgment, bind up our wounds and our vices. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of compassion, whose Son, Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and sorrow, we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in our affliction so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, so also our consolation is abundant through Christ. If we are being afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. If we are being consoled, it is for your consolation, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we are also suffering. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. The Lord is a great God. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about Jesus. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Gabriella was 18 months old when her mummy was taken away. Neither had done anything wrong, but they were both being punished. Their long and uncertain journey of separation had begun. Gabriella remained with her father. Mummy was in Iran, alone, frightened, desperate to get back to her daughter and husband. After 6 long years of waiting, that moment happened this week. Gabriella's mummy is Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, and they were reunited after the long flight back to the UK. Gabriella's first words when she saw Nazanin was, "Mummy." In that moment, years of doubt, fear, and the pain of separation were gone. It could have been inevitable that Gabriella might have forgotten who her mummy was, but in her early years of separation with daddy, that never happened. A 5-letter word, "mummy," was all they needed to hear and to say to remove all shadow of doubt that life for them was might just be returning back to normal. Our words matter. They have the power to change lives for good and bad. Words can break down barriers. Words can bring two worlds closer together. But also words can be cruel and damaging. Our language is so rich with so many words. Words matter, and without them, our world would be a very different place. Words matter is a theme that I want to connect with today. Every so often, there's a new craze that sweeps through social media. At the moment, it's a new app on smartphones called Wordle. Has anyone played it? Has anyone ever heard of it? For the uninitiated, Wordle is an app that you download, and it's best described as a daily word guessing game. And you only have 6 attempts to guess the word, and by process of elimination and some hints and tips, then the word is revealed. It's very basic. I love it. The creator devised this game for his girlfriend in lockdown. Remember that? So that each day she would have a new challenge to solve to find the hidden word. If nothing else, it does make your brain hurt at the unlimited possibility of the number of 5-letter words in our English language. So to the inventor of Wordle, words matter. For a game born out of boredom, apparently the concept is now worth millions. To Gabriella, meeting her mummy for the first time in a long time, her words mattered too, and hopefully they will go on to share many more. On this day, our fourth Sunday of Lent, I want to think about how our words matter. Thank you. Gratitude. Love. Patience. Advice. Happiness. All words we might associate and offer to our mothers today. We consider carefully the words that we use in our greeting. A word of thanks, a gesture of love to our mums, to our mummy, or to our mothers. In fact, today is not solely about mothers. It's a day of giving thanks to all those whom we consider to have shaped our lives. Whether that was with words of love or encouragement, caution, positivity, or support. Young or old, we should be grateful to those who love us and mother us, in whatever form that takes. Even sharing the peace during lockdown couldn't remove our words, only our actions. For some, this day will be hard, and maybe a chance to reflect on words that haven't been said, to a relative no longer here, or cannot be said because of the relationship that has been broken down over time. Our gospel reading from Luke reflects that theme, that words matter. The passage we heard begins with Mary and Joseph taking the child Jesus to the temple. In the previous verses, Simeon recognizes that Jesus is the one who he had been waiting to see all his life. Beautiful words recalled in the Nunc Dimittis that we sing at Choral Evensong. We hear that Mary and Joseph were amazed at what was being said about the child Jesus. Simeon's words mattered to the young family. We too like to hear words spoken about our relatives that are nice, especially our children. These words, however, would turn from joy and amazement to grief and pain when in a few weeks Mary would feel the pain of losing her son at the foot of the cross. Luke in his gospel weaves less hopeful words into our gospel of hope. And I wonder what Mary might have made of those words. Celebrating the joy of the birth of her child, and then being told that this life will take a dark turn. It is important, however, to hold fast that in our shared words of joy and sadness, good and bad, in all our relationships, God is there and holds our words in his love. So today we give thanks for our mothers and all those who have been part of our lives in a caring role. We consider our words of thanks, gratitude, love, patience, advice, and happiness that will all be shared today. And we remember that life brings hard words to hear, but in the midst of all our words, God's love is there also. So if you are able, give thanks in words and maybe actions to your mum. If you can't, then maybe recall a time when words spoke louder than actions, for good or for bad. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, and it is also known as Refreshment Sunday, and it is a time to relax those Lenten disciplines for just one day. So if you've given up chocolate or wine or something else really yummy for Lent, then today we are told you can relax that observance and maybe enjoy those treats today. Go on, you can. It's allowed, I won't tell anyone. Mum's the word. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing,
taking the form of a slave. He was born in human likeness. He humbled himself by becoming
Please join me in prayers prepared by Marcia Thorndike on behalf of the Mothers' Union. Marcia isn't very well this morning, so please sit or kneel. When Mary gave her yes to God, our world was changed forever. We come now, dear Lord, to give thanks for the gift of mothers and mothering throughout the world. So let us pray. Dear Lord, today on Mothering Sunday, we give thanks for our mother churches, where we were first nurtured and guided in our journey of faith. We give thanks for all at this, our Church of St. Mary, who help us to continue that journey together. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Church of the Province of Myanmar, for its Archbishop, the Most Reverend Stephen O, and for all who worship there. Today we pray especially for mothers and stepmothers, for grandmothers, godmothers, and for all mother figures who have loved and laughed, wept and worked to care for others. We give thanks for the work of the Mothers' Union in this country and countries throughout the world. Strengthen and support the members, Lord, as they strive to improve conditions for mothers and their children. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide, protect, and bless Elizabeth, our Queen, not only as head of state, but as a mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Dear Lord, we pray at this time for leaders of nations and heads of governments in all corners of the world. We hold in our prayers all involved in conflicts in Afghanistan, Yemen, and South Sudan. And we pray especially at this time for Ukraine. God of peace and justice, we pray for those with power over war or peace to act with discernment, compassion, and wisdom when making their decisions. Above all, we pray for the mothers and the precious children at risk and in fear. Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, we pray that you hold and protect them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of life, we give thanks for all midwives for their compassion, encouragement, and confidence as they assist in the delivery of all babies. We pray for all charities working with premature babies, babies born with health problems, and for babies born sleeping. Dear Lord, may your love and guiding hand be ever present at nurseries, in toddler and play groups, and we pray for the nursery staff in the important job they do. Lord of love, through your example, may friendships be treasured and lives blessed by the residents of Barron's Court. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, you care for us as our father and mother. Be with all, Lord, who suffer in mind, body, or spirit. We hold in our prayers Pat Hyde, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, and Shane Simpson. Together with those who live in residential care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Mavis Cross. May your light shine throughout their days and illuminate the dark hours of the night. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From the cross, your Son commended his mother to the care of his beloved disciple. Hear the cry of all who mourn and comfort them in their grief. May your loving arms welcome all who have recently died, naming especially Kath Sinclair, Dorothy Weir, and Barbara Dacre. And as the anniversary of their death falls at this time, John Peter, Jack Schofield, Albert Hope, Frank Taylor, and George Howden. May they rejoice with you in the peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Loving God, in a mother's womb you formed us. On a mother's arms you cradled us. From a mother's lips you taught us. With a mother's prayers you have brought us to faith. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of mothering that has brought us life. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. God of our journey, as we walk with you on your path of obedience, sustain us on our way and lead us to your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Cradling God, we thank and praise you because, like a mother, you brought all things into being. Through trial and truth-telling, touch and tenderness, you nurtured a people and led them in the ways of justice and peace. When the time came for you to dwell among us in flesh and blood, your Holy Spirit called a woman to be the God-bearer, that in her we may behold that our bodies could bring forth your glory. And so we join with angels and archangels and all the household of heaven to sing the song of your eternal joy. You called a woman to be closest to your son at the moment of his nativity, at the place of his crucifixion, and in the wonder of his resurrection. Like a mother hen gathering her chicks, you draw the weary, the lost, and the betrayed to the abundant table of your kingdom. Send your Holy Spirit on your church, that it may radiate gladness as its destiny with you. By that same Spirit, sanctify this bread and this cup, that they may be for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who at supper with his disciples took bread, gave you thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
Yearning God, bless every mother who gives and does not count the cost, who toils and does not seek for rest, who labours and does not ask for any reward, save that of knowing that she does your will. Visit and heal the sadness of those whose calling to be a mother has not been fulfilled. Transfigure the distress of any whose experience of raising a child has meant a sword has pierced their own heart. Come close to all who find they cannot look upon a parent with either gratitude or grace. Hasten the day when the holy city descends like a bride prepared for you, when all desires are known and from you no secrets are hid, ever living, ever giving God, Trinity of mercy and love.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, as a mother feeds her children at the breast, you feed us in this sacrament with the food and drink of eternal life. Help us who have tasted your goodness to grow in grace within the household of faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It was 2 years ago, you'll remember, when the first lockdown started. It was Mothering Sunday, the first service when we weren't officially allowed to gather in this church. And then last year, you may remember, we had daffodils in the porch that people could collect because we were in another lockdown at that point. So it's lovely to be here this morning. It's lovely to have an army of daffodil bearers to go out and pass them to you. And each one, as I say, is sponsored by the co-op. It's down the stem on the inside, sponsored by the co-op, each daffodil stem. But it's just nice to note that. Nice to note that we are here two years on. It is 2 years, isn't it? Seems like a lifetime, doesn't it? Doing what we do on Mothering Sunday. So would you like to hold those up, please? God, our Mother and Father, whose love surrounds us daily, we pray you bless these flowers that they may be tokens of your love and symbols of hope, giving joy to those who give and receive. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. So do take one for yourself, for someone else you might like them, pass them on to. Obviously, mothers are our focal point today. But there may be others who you think might benefit from a bunch of daffodils. Jesus, by your dying we are born to new life. By your anguish and labour we come forth in joy. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.